Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. The Word of God that's the basis for our meditation this morning is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, where we begin at verse 6. It's printed in your bulletins as the epistle lesson. Yet among the mature we do impart wisdom, although it is not a wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are doomed to pass away. But we impart a secret and hidden wisdom of God, which God decreed before the ages for our glory. None of the rulers of this age understood this, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him, these things God has revealed to us through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except the spirit of that person which is in him? So also no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given us by God. And we impart this in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual truths to those who are spiritual. These are the words. In the name of Jesus the Christ, fellow redeemed. So, what have we learned in our epistle readings from 1 Corinthians? Perhaps it could be boiled down to this: God's choices often seem foolish in the eyes of the world. In part, that's because God chooses the foolish to make the wise ashamed of their wisdom. God chooses the weak to make the powerful ashamed of their strength. God chooses the unknown and the despised to shame those who think name recognition is important. We learned that the Apostle Paul's message to the Christians in Corinth was simple: Christ crucified for sinners. Furthermore, he didn't use big words to parade his learning. He didn't try to gain influence with the wealthy or impress, because he wanted the faith of the Corinthians to be founded on God's power and not upon man's word or wisdom. If we were to summarize, we might summarize with two words: foolish and simple. But that doesn't mean that the message that the Spirit of God used Paul to proclaim was really foolish. The message that Christ was crucified for sinners that they might be forgiven was, and still is, true, godly wisdom. It's a wisdom that never came from a human being, but originated in eternity in the mind, in the heart of God. While the Corinthian Christians were looked upon as lacking by the wise and influential in their society at that time, they were surely not lacking in the wisdom that counts, godly wisdom. They possessed what the best and brightest of that age and of our own don't possess and don't know. They had, and you have, been given the secret and hidden wisdom of God. It doesn't seem so secret to you because you've heard it many times over. They learned from the Spirit of God what God had prepared for them in Christ. This morning we seek, through the Word of God, to better understand what the best and brightest don't know. And since we're considering godly wisdom this morning, we ask that the Spirit of God guide and teach us, that we may grow in our faith toward God and in our love for one another. We therefore pray, sanctify us by the truth, O Lord. Your word is truth. Amen. So who would you say are the best and the brightest that this world has to offer? I suppose that most people define the best and brightest as the wisest, the most impressive students and companies in this world. There is actually a Best and Brightest Academic Achievement Award. Did you know that? It's given every year to students with the highest grade point average in the most difficult subjects. There's also a Best and Brightest Award given out to the top 100 companies, the best to work for. Who decides who the best and brightest are, though? Well, you might have guessed, it's the best and the brightest who decide that. In the Word of God before us this morning, the Holy Spirit reveals what the best and brightest of this day and that day don't know. They don't know, first of all, that their wisdom is passing away, that it has no lasting or eternal benefit. But the gospel of Christ, which they mock as foolishness, actually does have eternal benefits. Paul wrote, "Yet among the mature we do impart wisdom, although it is not a wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are doomed to pass away." When I was a child, one of my sisters, used to like to talk about how she was mature. I don't think she was really boasting about being all grown up. What she was saying was that my brother and I were immature and childish, which generally we were, especially when we talked to her. When the Apostle Paul explains that he and his fellow workers imparted wisdom to the mature, he's not talking about an age bracket. The word translated mature here refers to those who have reached a goal, who have become in some way complete. In this case, the goal is not a certain age, but a reference to one's coming to believe in Jesus, the spiritually mature. Those who've come to trust in Jesus Christ are complete from God's point of view. They have what they need to reach heaven. Those who believe have been enlightened by the Holy Spirit, born again in baptism. While we have what we need, it's still God's will that we continue to grow and, yes, I'm going to use that word, mature, better understand what our God has done for us in Christ. The Word of God offers to us a wisdom that has lasting benefits. When your pastors die, the message doesn't go away. When your pastors move on, the message is not like it's suddenly not good anymore. We obtain forgiveness of sins and the promise of eternal life through the good news of what Christ has accomplished. And those are lasting benefits. What the best and brightest don't know is that their wisdom is passing away. That was the case in the first century. The Apostle Paul didn't proclaim the wisdom of that age, of that period of time, or of the rulers, the best and brightest of that age. Because you see, the wisdom of the best and brightest of Paul's day is already forgotten. Like those rulers, dead, gone. We have to read hard in old books to even figure out what it was they thought was smart in those days. Our children in many ways already understand this world more accurately than did those wise and influential of Paul's day. It will be the same in the 21st century. The best and brightest of this time are also doomed to pass away. Yes, there have been tremendous advances in technology and medicine over the last 50 years, and there will doubtless be others in the future. They're great advances. But at best, they only make this life a little bit better, more organized, safer, more distracting. The benefits aren't eternal. The wise of this time and their wisdom will also pass away. That's not a disparagement of earthly wisdom. We may use and benefit from some earthly wisdom. But we have to understand that its benefits don't last beyond the grave. They aren't eternal. But God's wisdom in Christ is different. God offers to those who believe in His Son the forgiveness of sins and peace with God and eternal life. Those who trust in Christ Jesus have an inheritance that Peter describes as imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you. But there's still more that the best and brightest don't know. But we impart a secret and hidden wisdom of God, which God decreed before the ages for our glory. None of the rulers of this age understood this. For if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. You say, we by God's grace have come to understand, at least to a point, what God determined to do for humankind in eternity already, before you were ever born. By the grace of God, we've come to understand that God determined to rescue us by sending Christ to be our substitute, to live under the demands of God's law and perfectly fulfill it, to lay down His life, the life of the Son of God, to pay our sin debt and guilt. Who would have guessed that? That was God's plan. You look at every other religion in this world, and all of them suggest that we have to do something to impress God or to gain His favor. And yet true Christianity teaches us what God did to save us, which left us out of the picture altogether, except for the fact that we're the objects of His love. No one could have guessed God's plans. But we know that God determined to save this world before it was ever created, to spin. And we know it because God has revealed it through His Word. God did not openly reveal His salvation wisdom in Eden, but He only hinted at it, the seed of the woman. And then later on through the prophets, and as God revealed the parts of His plan through the prophets, they studied His Word, hoping to understand God's plan from eternity. And the best and brightest didn't know God's plan of salvation because it was hidden in the mind of God. And that's where it still would be had He not revealed it in His Word. If the rulers of Jesus' day had known, they wouldn't have howled for His crucifixion. But they had no idea that His death was not an execution, but a willing sacrifice for sin. It was not their good fortune that enabled them to put Jesus to death. It was God's decision before time began. They had no idea that Jesus' death would save millions. Because when it comes down to it, God's ways and this world's great minds are at odds. The best and brightest of our age still can't fathom or find out God's wisdom, if they're looking at all. The world's libraries, think of it, are filled with books relating astounding discoveries, and yet no one has ever discovered that God in Christ made plans to save every sinner on a little hill outside of Jerusalem in 33 AD. This should not come as a surprise to us, because God Himself confirmed the hidden nature of His wisdom 700 years before Christ ever came, when He gave these words to the prophet Isaiah: "What no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love Him." Okay, wait a second, Pastor. If all the best minds that this world has had to offer couldn't discover God's secret and hidden wisdom, then how could we possibly come to know it? How can we ever hope to find out what God has prepared for us? Well, the answer's right here. It's in simple English. These things, what no eye has seen, what God has prepared, God has revealed to us through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. For who knows a person's thought except the Spirit of that person which is in him? So also no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. All right, so to make sure you understand those words, I'm going to ask you right now, what am I thinking? Go ahead. Anyone? Can you tell me what I'm thinking? Of course not. You can't know my thoughts unless I tell you what I'm thinking. Oh, I know there are folks out there who think that they know what other people are thinking. But the truth is, only God and we ourselves know our thoughts. And God knows them before we even think them. So, do you know what is in God's mind to give to you? Can you know what God has prepared for your future? Not unless He tells you. And the best and brightest can try all they want to, and they'll never figure it out. But the Spirit of God reveals it to us in the Word of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given us by God. And we impart this in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual truths to those who are spiritual. We don't need the spirit of this world. It offers no lasting wisdom, because this world's passing away. This world's wisdom concerns only this world. We need someone to impart to us a wisdom that has benefits beyond this mortal coil. We need someone to reveal to us and teach to us what God has planned and prepared for us in the future. And there is no better teacher than the Spirit of God, because He searches and knows everything according to this scripture, even what the best and brightest don't know, the depths of God. And the Holy Spirit reveals and enables us to understand what God has freely given to us, now and fully in eternity. And the Spirit of God imparts this wisdom to us in the Word of God. There the Spirit teaches spiritual things in spiritual language, explaining spiritual truths to those who have been given spiritual life and understanding. Like my sister, we might call them the mature. So what have we learned? While the best and the brightest don't understand why good people do wicked things, and why in an enlightened society like our own, we still have crime and war, we know. Because Jesus said, out of the heart of man proceed murder, adultery, fornication, and other wickedness. We're not by nature good, but fallen, crooked. While the best and the brightest still seek answers to sickness and suffering, we know that Christ can and will deliver us from every evil will and counsel, and bring us to His heavenly kingdom. While the best and brightest try to extend life on earth and, if possible, defeat death, we know that Christ has already defeated death. Its sting has been forever removed. While the best and the brightest can only guess whether there's an afterlife or not, and they probably just deny it, we know that we shall join Christ in paradise. This wisdom of God is not imparted by human wisdom, not by the Carl Sagans of this world, but by the Spirit of God through the Word of God. As you apply yourself to search the Scriptures, you will learn things that the best and brightest of this world don't know and don't understand and don't care to, because they've dismissed it as foolishness. You will come to know and to understand things that no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no heart has imagined, and you will better understand what God has prepared for you. And yes, you will come to better understand what God has freely given to you. Spiritual wisdom with eternal benefits. You have been given a rare spiritual wisdom to share. Share it using the spiritual words provided to you in Holy Scripture. Amen. And the peace of God, which far surpasses our human understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus till life everlasting. Amen.